You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Yeah, speaking of that, Joyce, you hit a good point, and I was going to bring up the question to everybody on the panel. What do you think the odds are now after hearing Bruce Brown talk that he will actually come back and play another year with the Nuggets? I still say that when push comes to shove, and you're talking about, let's say he opts out and then opts back in and they can get him something higher than the $8 million threshold, I still think it's going to be really tempting for him to move on. But I'm hoping, like every other Nuggets fan, that he'll be back. But what do you guys think about that?
I think he's going to stay. I think it's the Wild Wild West, babe. I think he's going to stick around. He loves it here. He's going to stick around.
All right. I like gotcha, that, Joyce.
Gotcha.
Jeremy, what do you think?
Yeah, and Jack, we'll get to you, but I'll tell you this, because I even tweeted at the moment. I think in the moment, it did feel as though, just like what Joyce just said, it does feel like he's going to stay. And I think I might have been in a situation where I was like, dude, I think this might happen. You know, maybe they've had conversations behind closed doors that we hadn't seen, because Michael Malone said it with such confidence. Like, he was just like, he's like, y'all think Bruce Brown is leaving? Hell no. Like, I was like, hold on. So maybe they had a conversation that we don't know about. But, you know, just like you said, being realistic, when the number, because let's be real, Bruce Brown is going to command some money right now in the open market, right? And if he chooses to opt out, he's going to get some offers from some other teams. We just have to be realistic about that. But I think if it's a situation where he understands, like, hey, listen, I can do this second year or whatever that looks like, and then maybe the team will commit to me even verbally, right, in the future, or give me something. We don't know what that looks like behind the scenes. But let's be real. We know that there's things that happens like that all the time in the leagues. They have little side gigs that we're not privy to. But it seemed as though Bruce Brown wants to be here, right? Because why would you not want to be here knowing fully well what this team is capable of? And, dude, Nikola Jokic is 28. Aaron Gordon is 27. Like, Jamal is what, 26?
26, like, or 27.
Right. Like this is a team that is just now entering their primes. So this is a team that can absolutely repeat next season. Absolutely repeat. If you bring everybody back, and all you're going to get is a Christian Brown in his second year, who's now coming back with, and he helped the Nuggets win this one. Right. So you got him. You got Peyton Watson, who can step up and do more things. So, and we don't know what the Nuggets brass are going to do with that new the new pick and stuff that they just got, you know, with that trade with Oklahoma City. So I think Bruce Brown, looking at the landscape of what's happening, I think he's looking at it like, dude, if I leave this place just for the money, that, I mean, yeah, the money is cool, but He knows that this Nuggets team is where it's at right now. And I think he understands that.
And he's so ingrained in Colorado, like Joy said. You see him in the big screen at the Rockies game, right? You see him there supporting the Rockies. You saw him at the Avalanche games there, you know, supporting the Avs. There is this little gut reaction that he could stay and do something like they did with Bobby Portis in Milwaukee.
Right.
Like I said, he opted out of his agreement. He didn't stay at that same number that he was committed to. They opt out and then they go back in as a free agent and he's able to get a little bit more money. It's not the same as what he's going to get on the open market, but it's going to be a higher number than we're talking about. But yeah, Jack, now that you're back, what do you think about our boy and what's going to happen with him?
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it was nice to see that. I mean, during the parade, as well as the clip after of him, you know, asking the crowd for one more and everybody kind of losing their mind. So I don't know. I would say like, as you guys have mentioned, personally, I think he would want to stay. I would be shocked if he.
Hold on.
But I, oh yeah, am I cutting?
Yeah, you were for a second. Go ahead. You're good now.
Okay. Yeah, but I was just going to say, yeah, I think that he would want to stay. I would not really see a world where he would want to leave. But, of course, you know, you got to know what you're worth. And he's definitely worth a lot more that he's making. Mm-hmm. So I just think that it's more important. I would want the best for him. And hopefully that's a restructuring with Denver to get there, you know, to get him back for a good amount more money. But we'll see. I think, I don't know. It just seems like the vibe is that he's staying. But, well, I don't know.
Yeah. I just don't want another Von Miller situation, but yes, on the basketball side.
Yes.
You know, he loves Colorado. He loves, you know, I'd rather he stick around with us for a little while longer.
Yeah, no, I mean, what Bruce Brown has been able to bring to the table is something that I think, just looking back at the offseason, and shout out to Calvin Booth, because I know his interview today was very funny, where they asked, you know, they asked Calvin, at what point did you know that you had, you know, put together a championship team? And he was like, oh, in September. He's like, I knew what it was. He's like, I knew exactly who these guys were and what they were capable of and all that stuff. And, you know, just, and I know he was like, there was a jokiness in there, but I think in his mind, listen, Calvin Booth is on top of the world right now because he knows that he just coming in. And I know, yes, Jokic and all those guys were already there, but it's the other guys. It's the KCPs and the Christian Brown signing and the drafting and, you know, bringing in Bruce Brown. Those were the little pieces that created what this is right now, you know? And because every championship team, you need more than just your stars. You've got to have the other guys who can contribute in a big way when they're called upon. And all of those guys that I mentioned, if you think about it, in every single series, there were moments where it was just like going back to the Sun series, it was KCP in the 25 or whatever it was in the closeout game, you know, Christian Brown in the finals with the 15 points in game two or game three, like Bruce Brown had his moment 20 plus, Aaron Gordon had his 20 plus, all of these guys came in and they did something just, you know, that the Nuggets needed to win this title. So what Calvin Booth was able to do, and now I'm just extra excited as to what he's capable of doing now with the new picks. And we never know what's in his brain right now. You never know. There might be another player out there that could even help the Nuggets even more, but I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's time to give some credit to Tim Conley for sure for what he did to create this whole situation. Masai Ujiri also trading Carmelo. We got Jamal from one of those picks. Yeah. So you got to give him some credit as well. And then I go back also. This is a time to reflect about some of the great players. And we talked about this before, obviously Alex English and Dan Issel for me and David Thompson. Those are the three that I will always remember and think about. And even a personal favorite like LaPhonso Ellis, who went to a lot of the games. Mm-hmm. And then for me, Tom Green sent out a picture and talk about making somebody cry, Joyce. I literally almost cried because Tom Green sent a photo with Doug Moe and his wife, Big Jane. And he was wearing a Nuggets hat. And I was just so happy to see that. Like he was, you know, smiling. And I don't know where he's at with his health, but it just made me feel so great that he was able to watch the game and his wife was able to share that picture with us. So, it's a great experience. Great. Yeah, great experience and something we'll always remember, obviously. And I think we're not done. Like Malone said, this team is far from done. So it's exciting to think about what we have in store for the next couple of years.
Absolutely. Now, before we get up out of here tonight, guys, I wanted, and this is kind of random, so hopefully I'm not catching anybody by surprise here, but and Joyce, I'm going to start with you. Is there a particular moment during this Nuggets season where you believed that they could win it all? Was there a particular game, a particular just a particular moment where you were just like, oh yeah, I see it now? Where was that for you?
You know, being a fan of everything in Colorado, it's always touch and go with us.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we start the season, we all started off like, yeah, we got this. And then we get halfway through it and we're like, oh geez, you know. and that's the fun of sports.
It
know?
Is, yeah. Yeah.
And true. And then when you hit that one game, I'm gonna be honest with you, I felt it the whole way, but it didn't really hit me till game five.
Right.
That, yeah. Oh my God. Is the, you know, everybody thought that. Is this real?
Mm-hmm.
Is this, you know, because I mean, I knew I was hoping they'd bring it back home and win it in fashion like they did. But yeah, remember, this is Colorado,
yeah,
where anything can happen. And we've all seen it happen.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah. It didn't grab me till game five. I was touch and go through the whole thing because I was born and raised Colorado, you know, with the good and the bad. I've seen it, been there, cried over it. Yeah, and here we are.
Yeah,
there we are. Nelson, talk to us.
When Joyce says that, I can only think of one sports team that has had that effect on me, and that's the Broncos.
Yeah,
with the pain that we suffered through before they won their first Super Bowl, right? So that was torturous. And then when they won it, it was one of the best days of my life. But yeah, I mean, it's going to sound weird, but I would say the game that Jack was actually at when they came back, they had no right in winning a game against Memphis late in the season. If that's correct, Jack, you were at that game. I think one of their players maybe got kicked out of the game at the last second, but they came back from a big deficit.
Well, I think that was Toronto. I think that was the Toronto Raptors game. The Raptors.
Well, wasn't
game.
It? I thought it was Memphis first, and then the Toronto, or maybe it was Toronto and then Memphis. But whatever the situation was,
mm-hmm.
they went up by seven games. They had seven game lead in the division or in the conference.
Yeah.
And that's when I felt like they had it in the bag, and then that they would have home court advantage and that this would be the team that would finally break the streak and finally win a championship. Of course, they had, you know, a lot of struggles down the road, and we were all kind of talking about that, Jeremy, on a regular basis and thinking, you know, this team is showing some issues that we were concerned about. And then they turned it on again when the first series happened with Minnesota. And I do always like saying it like that, Minnesota. So anyways, I think that was it. The turning point for me, Jeremy, the long-winded answer to your question was when they had that seven game lead. And that to me signified that they were the best team in the league, and it was just a matter of time.